What's up, everybody? It's 6 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
That's Michelle. Michelle's very tired today.
She is.
Are you talking in the third person?
Ugh, already.
You're already talking in the third person?
No, you're already being mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm being fun.
I'm ultra sensitive
sometimes
today.
There's a fine line between the two.
Oh, I know. I know, bro.
What's up, losers? I mean, weirdos.
Yeah, they're not losers. They're weirdos.
They're weirdos and they're losers. So how about that?
I think they're just weirdos. Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo. WFMU.
Tonight's topic is when animals attack. And station manager Ken has a fascinating story. Although, in his story, the animal didn't really attack.
No.
But it was a fascinating story nonetheless.
He tried to attack the animal.
Yeah, and so we hope that he calls in.
In the story, the animal is Ken, I guess.
Yeah. So call us at 201-209-9368, or you can comment on our playlist, which you can find by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist link. We have a little comments community there. Everybody's very nice to one another.
And hilarious.
And by nice, I mean.
Funny.
They are funny. Gotta love the weirdos.
What's your animal attack story?
One time I sat on an ant pile when I was 8, but it took a very long time for me to realize I was sitting on an ant pile. And by the time I realized, I had hundreds of little ant bites on my bootay.
Oh, no.
And my mom had to, like, put calamine lotion all over my bum, and it was awful. Sitting down, it was, like, so itchy.
Yeah, that seems really painful.
It was the worst. Then another time a cockroach landed on my head, and there's nothing worse than that. I went crazy. How about you?
I had that time.
Come on, everyone has one.
Yeah, that dog bit my boob that one time.
Wait, what?
Remember?
No?
Remember I was wearing that shirt? I told you this story. I was wearing a shirt that said Girls Kick Ass on it. I was in Boston when I was in college. And this guy was like, oh, girls kick ass. And I was like, oh, kick. I was drunk. I was like, I'll kick your ass and your dog's too. And the guy looks at the dog and is like, tss.
And that
and
was
then
a signal?
All of a sudden, the dog just jumps up and bites my boob. And a cab driver saw it, and he came over. He's like, I saw that. Do you want me to get a cop? And I was like, no, you just drive me
Michelle,
home.
Michelle, I think you're the winner so far.
Thanks. Well, actually, I have another friend who got...
I think I hear someone laughing in the record library.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I'm
I
crazy.
Hope so. I love when people laugh at my jokes.
Well, duh. Who doesn't?
Some people don't care.
Sometimes I date dudes just because they laugh at my jokes. Or I keep friends because they laugh at my jokes.
Yeah, you got to have a couple friends that aren't funny.
But think you're hilarious, right? Yep. Thank you, Michelle.
My friend got slapped by a monkey once. A basketball-playing monkey.
Oh, I have one. Tell me this story, and then I have another one for
you. I guess there's, like, basketball-playing monkeys in Thailand or something, and there was this one in a cage, and my friend Vincent went up to it, and the monkey was, like, at the top of the cage, and all of a sudden he was like, oh, whatever, and jumps down the cage, slaps him across the face, and runs back up. And no one was around, so it was just him getting slapped by a monkey, which I love.
My mom tells another one about a monkey that when she first moved to the United States, she went to the zoo with, like, the nanny that they brought from Nicaragua, and the nanny was super afraid of the monkeys, and my mom was like, don't be scared, they won't hurt you, whatever, and she gets up close to one, and he bit her on the arm, which I love.
He bit your mom or the nanny?
My mom. I'm sure the nanny was, like, score. Right?
Probably.
Yeah, totally. Of course, everybody's making jokes about how I got ant bites on my butt because I wasn't
wearing
panties.
Underwear.
Yeah, you knew that was coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm glad we got it out of the way early.
Yeah, me too.
201-209-9368. Give us a call and tell us your stories of animals attacking.
Danny D says, for those keeping score, meaning Michelle... On WFMU's Friend Society, Foodbed has 18 friends, and Frangry only has 11.
I reached out.
Oh, you see, how you make friends is by you making the friends.
So they have to make friends with you back for it to count.
Oh, really? I didn't know that part.
I don't know. That's what someone said today.
Danny D said, I guess it's 19 to 12 now because I added both of them. Oh, so if you say connect with this guy, he has to connect with you back or it doesn't count?
I think so, but I honestly am not 100% sure.
Huh. All right, well, I guess we'll find out.
I don't care about social media, so I don't care that I'm winning that contest.
G says, I bet lots of commenters have slapped and spanked monkeys.
Whoa.
Which is an A-plus comment in
that
my book.
That is pretty funny.
Right? That one's good.
Yeah.
All right, we have a full board. Let's do this. Let's get this party started. 201-209-9368. We're going to have a good show tonight. Me and Michelle have good attitudes, especially me. I have a good attitude this week.
You do. Let's time it.
This is going to be good.
607.
Shut up. It usually lasts till like 15.
I know. We're going to see. I think you'll go.
It's going to last the whole show, I think, because it's going to be a good show.
I think so, too.
All right. Here we go. Hello. You're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. Pete Heavy Cream.
Hi, Pete Heavy Cream. See, you're our new first caller now. I like it.
I know. I think Michelle's story should win, actually. It's pretty good.
It was pretty good, right? A dog bit her boobie?
Yeah. On command. That's what makes it.
That's so messed up.
Wait, what makes it?
That it was on command.
Oh, right. Yeah. Bye.
Well, I went, they used to have it. I don't know if they still do. The Wild Safari at Six Flags Great Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the what? And,
the Wild Safari where you go through the tram.
Ride around and, like, monkeys and stuff would jump on your car or
whatever. Yeah.
And so a giraffe comes over to the window. And I'm like, oh, awesome. I'm going to, you know, crack the window and I'll feed it in this banana or whatever. So I go to crack the window, not realizing it's, like, an automatic window. So the whole window opens. And now the giraffe's entire head is in the car. And I'm freaking out. And I never realized how menacing a giraffe actually is until there was one breathing on my face.
Well, they're huge, yeah.
Yeah, they're scary.
Yeah, I never realized. Like, you don't think of them as, like, they're humongous. So I push it out somehow. And as I'm putting the window back up, his tongue gets caught in the window.
Oh, no, did you hurt
him? And all you see is his long black tongue, and it's slobbering everywhere. It wasn't until today that I realized that I had, like, essentially baited this giraffe into a trap.
Aw. Oh, no. I hope he didn't get hurt.
I don't know. He ran away. He was pretty upset.
Giraffes are my favorite.
Are they?
Yeah, I really love them.
I did not know that about you.
They're really pretty.
They're okay.
You don't think they're pretty? What's your favorite? Something tough?
Well, my favorite animal is a crow.
All right. You are so creepy.
They're really smart, Franny.
And creepy.
And funny. They tell jokes.
And creepy. Do you know that they call a group of crows a murder? Oh, there's a reason for that, my friend. Because they're creepy.
The giraffes are all, like, stupid and tall.
And beautiful and graceful.
Are they?
I don't know. But when he said big, long, black tongue, I was like, ew, throw up. Right?
They do have a big, black tongue.
That's some nasty I didn't say it. I just scared Michelle. She got so freaked out. I wish you guys would have seen that.
That was really cool.
Thanks. Oh, you're being sarcastic? All right, Pete Heavy Cream, we love you. Thanks. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
I would like to point out that during the marathon, people can actually watch us do our show.
Can't wait.
It's going to be so fun. Michelle's going to take her top off.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she approved the idea today.
I am not.
Don't lie, Michelle.
I just want to win the marathon.
She'll do anything it takes, you guys. Anything it takes. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is when animals attack. This is going to be a good show. I can feel it. And as always, our favorite call wins a free T-shirt. Step it up, people. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, my friend?
Good. You can call me Jackie Slipper.
All right, Jackie Slipper.
And my story is also about Great Adventure.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, way back when it first opened, back in the 70s, I had a cousin come out here, a few years older than me. I was just a teenager, me and my brother. And she comes out, and since the place just opened, she's from Ohio, she decides, let's go to the Great Adventure Park. So we go over there. I mean, they're everywhere. And it was kind of sad in some respects, because some of them are just wandering around. And I guess at that point, they were kind of new to the park. They didn't know what to do with them. So for toys, these things were dragging around like old plastic milk jugs and things like that, half eaten.
That can't be good.
And they, as soon as the car would pull in, they would just descend upon the car and climb all over it. Mm-hmm. And they're rubbing their kind of
keep it clean
parts all over the windows, uh-huh, trying to take apart the antennas. It's totally freaking out my cousin from Ohio. I mean, she's never seen anything like this except in, like, in a National Geographic magazine. Uh-huh. Me and my brother in the back of the car having a great time, threatening to open the windows every time one of them kind of started rubbing its private parts up the windshield.
Ew, and, dude, do you know what might happen?
A good time for me and my brother, but I don't think my cousin ever got over it.
So stop saying that word, FYI. Don't say that A word, please.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't realize this was...
Aren't baboons, like, super aggressive animals?
Yeah, they're mean.
I'm surprised that's all they were doing. Okay, no comment. All right, thanks for calling, mister. What was it? What was your name again? It was something funny. Jackie Slipper?
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. 201-209-9368.
Keep it clean, people.
When animals attack, keep it clean, people. We have the FCC on our backs.
What's going on the comments?
Glenn on the comments board. Does being chased by a buffalo while stoned on acid count? And it most definitely does. Glenn, please call us and let us know that story.
You think that's Hair Glenn?
No, because then his avatar name would be Hair Glenn.
Seems like something that would happen to him.
Actually, you're kind of right.
Except it'd be like in a cemetery.
I don't think that's Hair Glenn. The annoying part of this like friend avatar weird thing is like I don't really get much more information. Although he's friends with both of us. Guess I'll never know. All right, call us 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is when animals attack. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Wall Street Johnny.
I wish I had some crazy, cool, exotic animal story, but mine's pretty pedestrian. Cats do not like me at all. I've never met a cat.
That says a lot about you.
That's interesting.
No, they hate me. They hiss.
They know that you, like...
He's a demon.
Yeah, you're a little bit of a demon.
No, but dogs love me.
Dogs are dumber.
Yeah, I guess cats are more perceptive.
Remember that movie Cat's Eye?
Mm-mm.
With Drew Barrymore?
No, what's that?
The demon's, like, sucking her, like, breath out of Drew Barrymore, and the cat saves her because the cat knows that...
Yeah, cats are creepy. All right, go ahead. They don't like you.
They definitely know because they scratch me and they bite me and they hiss at me and they won't go near me. And I'm always real friendly and I want to, you know, go near them and pet them and they won't have anything to do with me.
That is so weird.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Because, yeah, you have a little bit of a dark side, but, like, you're a pretty nice, normal person.
I'm a normal dude. The cats are just weird. It's their problem, not mine.
I like that answer.
Anyway, that's it.
Good. All right, Wall Street. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
What?
That's funny. Cats know that he has a little bit of a... What was the noise the dude made to his dog?
Yeah, that's your other noise.
That's for something else, my friend. Oh, brother.
201-209-9368.
It's not Hair Glenn.
It's not Hair Glenn.
He says, I'm not Hair Glenn. I'm Toronto Glenn.
Oh.
So that's not him. Because if it was Hair Glenn, he would know we were talking about him.
Mm.
Okay, call us. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is when animals attack. You're listening to WFMU and you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
What's going on?
What's up, my friend?
Chilling.
Let us hear your story.
All right, so I used to live in Leadville, Colorado, in a cabin by myself with my dog, and I got attacked by a bear.
So let's hear some details.
Well, my dog was outside barking, and it was in the middle of the winter, so I could hear it growling. I knew it was out of hibernation, and I went out to get my dog, and it chased me down, and it took a piece off my knee. It, like, bit off.
Wait, it actually caught you?
Yeah, it like tackled me, like hit me down with its paw, and then like it bit me in the leg and was dragging me and let me go.
Did you think you were a dead man?
Yeah, I definitely did.
That is terrifying.
Did you do a number two in your pants? What? That's
no,
a normal question.
What's up?
That's a normal question when someone's really scared.
Yeah,
like,
no,
if a bear was eating my leg, I might number two.
Like, it's fight or flight, and you just, like, do anything you can. I was, like, kicking as hard as I could and kicking it.
What's your name again?
Colin.
Colin?
Colin Prowell.
I don't need your whole name. Colin P. You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, because so far nobody's actually been eaten by a bear.
Yeah,
only you.
Glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
But can I give you a tip?
What's up?
Next time you call in with a story, leave the good part for the end. Don't be like, oh, I got eaten by a bear, and then start at the beginning. You know
okay.
what I mean? You got what I mean?
All right.
All right, cool. All right. All Have right. a good one. Listen at the end of the hour.
All right.
Bye.
You're a real pro. Mm. Hey, you didn't get my pun.
It's not the way to tell a story.
My pun in the description.
Animal tales. You told me about it.
Yeah, but you didn't think it was clever.
I mean, it was cute.
Animal tales.
I thought it was cute, Michelle. What do you want me to do? Give you a freaking medal? Like, what do you want?
Ooh, okay.
No, it was cute. I liked your pun, animal tales. If you all want to see Michelle's pun, it's on shutupweirdo.com.
Okay, well, now you ruined it.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Do we have a full board?
Always, girl, always.
I knew it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Squirrely, 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 squirrely.
It's
squirrely.
We just got attacked by the squirrel.
Mm.
I mean, do you think that guy's going to give up eventually? I doubt it. Call us 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Spike.
Hi. Well, last time we spoke, I was a year younger.
Well, happy birthday.
Yes, it was Tuesday, and I'm now 2 years away from being old.
Wait, how old are you, 48?
48, yeah.
All right.
I always get attacked by birds. They like to use me as their own personal laboratory.
How many times have you been number two'd on by a bird?
Too many times to count. They always
more than 10?
They seek me out.
More than 10?
What? More than 10, yes.
No way. Come on.
I believe
it. Yes, they seek hard. They used to hunt, you know.
Okay, watch your language, please. Say number two. Number two.
Yeah.
Okay. But on your actual body, have you been number two'd on by a bird more than 10 times?
That's correct, yes.
Dude, something's wrong with you. Stop saying that.
Hang up. Why'd you? I don't know. I thought he said something else. Just hang up. You're supposed to hang up when people curse.
No, you're not supposed to hang up when people curse.
I didn't
curse. You're supposed to tell them. Yes, you did. You can't say that C word you keep saying. Please stop.
Oh.
Anyway, now that you ruined it, Michelle hates you. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Have a good one. And Michelle, you just started dumping everything he said. He said weirdos and you dumped them.
He's a loose cannon, and...
Spike? He never curses.
I'm surprised that birds attack him, because I would think he would never leave his apartment. Right?
Oh, low blow.
He cursed twice. I'm mad at him.
He didn't realize it was a curse word.
Doesn't matter.
Granted, it's not actually a curse word.
Well, you can't say it on the
air.
It's
a fake curse word. But I hear you.
I got my finger on the button. I run a tight ship.
You do run a you're just dump happy. I mean...
I'm not. I just, you know... I run a classy joint.
I mean, if it was up to you, the whole show would be dumped.
Yeah, it would.
Like, everything except for the, hey, you're on the air, and the,
and
have a
I'm
good
talking.
One. Oh, of course, you dump me.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you. That's so nice of you. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys?
Pretty good.
All right, so, yeah. I like your topic. Finally, a good one in the past.
Thanks.
You know, it's not always a winner.
And also, your enthusiasm is up.
I love this show. Thank you. Okay, go ahead with your story.
So I was in college.
You can't say that.
Stop dumping everyone.
Fine. When we get in trouble, you can.
But please don't say curse words, even if you think they're funny.
Cursing?
Okay?
I wasn't cursing. I'm serious. It was an angry pussy.
Jesus Christ. Everybody get it together. Hello, you're on the air. We ran out of dumps, so.
They build up again.
Takes
Hello?
A while. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Christian, the HVAC guy that calls in once in a blue moon.
Hey, what's up, HVAC?
Hey, I got a couple, but the funny one, because I had a snake try to go up my pants once when I was working outside of the air conditioning unit, but that's not the story I'm going to tell, but I was probably... maybe 6 or 7 years old, and we had this family dog that just didn't like me. So my family's from France, and my grandmother, I was outside playing with him, and he was laying down eating a bone. So I decided to jump on his back, like he was a like a horse.
Oof.
So my grandmother is like, Chris, you better stop that, like waving the finger at you when you're doing something bad. I'm like, no, you won't. And I'm eating a bologna sandwich.
You're an idiot. Fine. Okay.
And all of a sudden, like, after my grandmother yelled at me a couple more times, I turn around and I look, and all of a sudden I see his mouth coming right towards my head. And I turn my face, and then he just got my ear. Next thing I know, I'm crying my head off, and I'm in the emergency room getting stitches in my ear.
Damn.
So that was it.
Did he bite your whole ear off?
No. I got, like, a little scar behind my ear, but that's about it. But
that's scary.
Yeah, that was a little scary, and I'll never look at a bologna sandwich the same way again.
Or a dog. All right, have a good one.
All right, take care. Bye.
One time I was feeding my cat Brownie a Cheeto, and she not only ate the Cheeto, but tried to bite off my entire finger.
Cheetos are delicious.
My God, it hurt so much. I was screaming for like 10 minutes. Like, I had crazy indentation. Oh my God, it was awful. She really tried to go for it. Little Brownie. Maybe I should have fed her regular food and I wouldn't have had that happen.
I like it when cats eat people food.
Why?
I don't know, I think it's funny.
Something in my eye is driving me crazy. Call us at 201-209-9368.
Is anything funny happening
Wait,
on the
Yeah, G said
board?
Something funny. Hold on, where is it? Oh no, it was Danny D. Ironic that Spike got the dump button there after his story. Get it? Because the birds.
I get it.
All right, never mind. You want to dump me for a second?
No, you didn't. Come on.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Ryan Greedy. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
What's up?
I have a quick one for you.
All right.
So, my buddies and I are out hunting, and first time I've ever done it, and I didn't see the appeal. So we're all drinking coffee at 5 in the morning. So you're drinking a great big thermos of coffee. So finally, my friend George gets out of the deer stand. It's a platform up in the tree. And he says, I have to go and relieve myself. And I said, I understand. He puts his rifle down when he climbs down the tree stand. And out of nowhere comes a mother bear and three cubs. Not unlike the picture I sent you.
Oh, I didn't get to see it.
I'm looking, and I'm like, George, do you see that? And he's like, see what? I'm like, George, look, like 4 o'clock. George, geez, George. And here comes the cubs right at him. And he grabs his gun, he shoots at them, and instead of running away, the mother bear, like at a Dances with Wolves, charges him.
Wow. I would too. Good for her.
He gets it, he hits it once. So this is the second shot. He hits it. Nothing. It is now. It's getting close, like within 15, 20 yards. And then his third shot takes the bear down. So at this point, I'm coming down this ladder. I'm thinking, oh my God, you were like a nylon rope ladder. I'm like, oh my God, he starts shaking uncontrollably. I was like, oh, you've never killed anything before.
Aww.
And he realized as he was relieving himself, he never put it back in his pants.
Wait, he realized what?
When he was relieving himself.
Yeah.
He left it out. true story.
Wait, and how big is a baby? Like, how big were the cubs? Big enough that he was like afraid 80, of them?
Like 80 to 100 pounds.
Right. Big enough that it could do some damage to a person.
But the cubs weren't the problem. The cubs didn't charge him. The mother charged him.
But I thought that he shot one of the cubs.
No.
Oh.
The only shot, the cubs really kind of went like left to right.
Uh-huh.
But the mother came after him.
Oh, the minute she saw him, she just went after
Probably
him.
Because she smelled what he was doing.
Right. Oh, right. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he was shaking uncontrollably, and We both looked down. I was like, you might want to put that thing away. He's like, yeah.
How lovely. So, Bop, you're on the list.
Thank you, darling. Have a good one.
Listen at the end of the hour.
Always do.
Have a good one.
Always do.
That was good, right?
Yeah, that was good. That was terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, and he still had it out.
That's dangerous.
Call us at 201-209-9368. 9368. Tonight's topic is when animals attack. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. So I have a weird story about an animal attack. But first, I want to say that guy who killed the bear is super mean. But anyway,
I mean,
so
you know, it was him or the bear. You gotta do what you gotta do.
So anyway, I went to the zoo when I was like 7, and you know, and I always loved the lions. So I walked up to the lion cage, and it was like this elevated platform, and the lions are all roaming around. And so I'm standing at the edge of the cage, and this huge lion comes over, and I'm like all stoked, you know, and it walks over, and it lifts its leg and peed on me. And it attacked me with its hot stream of urine.
Yes, it did. That's disgusting. Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Pretty humiliating. I was like, you know, a 7-year-old.
Were people laughing?
My eyes out.
Were people laughing? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I think it was just like that tunnel vision humiliation where I'm like, Mom.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty good. What's your name, sister?
I'm Lauren, the scientist.
All right, Lauren the scientist, you're on the list.
Thanks, dude.
Have a good one.
You too.
I like that one.
That was funny.
It's really funny.
You can totally see like a giant,
giant
lion
and
mane.
A little girl. She'd be really tiny.
And she's like a fifth of his size. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cute.
That's really good. What's going on?
Full board doesn't stop every time we hang up. Lights right back up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, bro?
I don't know about getting attacked by a bear, but I got attacked by a fish.
Yo.
Let me tell you, I don't know what kind of fish it was, but it was when I was a kid. My cousin liked collecting fish in really big fish tanks, and he was showing me how to feed it. He's like, don't ever do this. And he held up a piece of dried shrimp, and the fish would jump out of the water. And
that's what I got Jeffrey to do.
So, obviously, I had to go check it out on my own. So, I couldn't reach the tank, so I had to pull up a little stool up to the tank. And I kind of inched my face over the opening of the top of the tank, which I probably should not have done. And, yeah, fish came up and bit my nose and actually broke the skin because they had pretty big teeth.
Yeah, they have teeth. Yeah.
And, the next thing I know, I fall off the stool and go flying upstairs, screaming my head off, and I literally got blood coming out of the tip of my nose. I didn't need stitches or anything, but I never peeked my head over a fish tank ever again.
What's your name, mister?
My name is Ryan.
Lion?
Ryan with an R.
Oh, Ryan. I'm still thinking about the last call. All right, Ryan, you're on the list.
Cool.
And this one hits close to home because I have a fish that I'm in love with.
I only have virtual fish now.
Well, my fish is a gentleman, and he would never hurt you.
See, I might need to get a fish like that.
All right. Listen at the end of the hour.
All
have
right,
a good
lady.
One.
Have a good one.
That was funny, too. We should tell everyone they're on the list so everyone listens till the end of the hour.
They listen anyway.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is when animals attack. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I don't really have a story that pertains to the topic, but I have a funny idea for you.
Oh.
You know how you give away shirts every week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, you should make a shirt that says, Stop the Squirrel Man.
Oh, my God. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangrie. Hi, Foodbed.
Hi, Danny D.
Hi, Danny
D.
How
are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I got a story that's not me getting attacked, but it's an attack I witnessed.
That's fine. We like those, too.
I was with a buddy of mine. We've been playing tennis, and afterwards we're hanging out on the porch at his house, and we look across the street, and there's, like, the soccer mom who lives across the street. She's unloading the carriage and the stroller and all this stuff. And so the baby carriage is, like, sitting there. All of a sudden, this bird comes in, swoops in, like does like a jet plane, like does a full circle around, dive bombs right to the baby carriage, and splat, 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 splat right into the baby carriage. Now, fortunately, the child was not in the baby carriage.
Wait, you mean by splat, 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 you mean number 222?
Yes, yes, yes.
Gross, gross, gross.
Can we just talk in triples all night, night, night? No. Michelle, Michelle, Michelle?
No, no, no.
What do you think, think, think? Wait, Danny D, you hung up.
That's, I like it.
Have a good one. Why'd you hang up?
Maybe his job was calling.
This is
something.
A good story. Even when I was little and every time I asked my mom to do something, instead of just saying no, she would go, no, no, no. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I like that.
That's in triples, too.
She told you.
Danny D, I can't believe you hung up. We weren't making fun of you. We were just having a good time. Sorry, brother. I don't remember what number line I was on. So whatever. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a funny story.
Let's hear it, brother.
Okay. One time I was taking out the garbage, and a bunch of squirrels attacked me, and I became a squirrel man.
Wow. How does that guy keep getting through?
Hey, when I was in fourth grade, we had, it was one of the kinds of classes where you had, you know, all the different kinds of pet animals and everything. We also had an iguana that was in a big, giant cage. And sometimes during recess, our teacher would take the iguana out and let one of us hold it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always like a big deal, like who got to hold the iguana during recess. And one day, I got to hold the iguana. So we were sitting out there in the sun, and it was kind of hot. And the iguana was sitting on my shoulder, and suddenly, out of nowhere, this huge, like, fountain of yellow iguana vomit just poured on my shoulder.
Dude, ew.
And I was sitting there for the rest of the day, you know, like 8 years old or something, covered in, like, sticky iguana vomit.
So gross.
Which I thought was pretty gross and also pretty embarrassing.
What do iguanas eat? Insects?
I think they ate insects, maybe little pellets or something.
That is so gross.
It was disgusting.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a story for you.
All right. We're here to listen.
I'm walking out, mowing my lawn, maybe two summers ago, and there's this raccoon. And so I get closer to it, and then I realize it's just a squirrel in a raccoon suit.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I went out with a girl who was, she did clowning for a living, and she had a pet monkey.
Wait, hold, wait, can we just...
You win.
You win, yeah. Like, you don't have to say anything else. You dated a clown who had a pet freaking monkey.
Yes.
Can we just take a moment?
It's a good girl, too, but that's besides the point. So the monkey just loved me. And these monkeys, they're very close to humans. They'll be like very like babies. They're very affectionate, over affectionate.
It was a chimp.
And they kiss. They kiss like real people. They don't, almost like people, but they slobber all over you. So this monkey is in her arms, and there's a crowd of people around, like just watching the monkey, like all mostly little children. The monkey just goes out of her arms, jumps to me, and like is like kissing and hugging me, and just gone wild. Just hasn't seen me in a while. And, like, just grab accidentally his hand just, like, gets into my eye and, like, just basically, you know, it's something in my cornea. And I just, you know, it wasn't a big attack, but I did have to go to the emergency room.
Jeez. I mean, you win just for I dated a clown with a monkey. Wait, why'd you hang up? I was going to ask his name. I never even wrote him on my list. Was that Paul from Plainfield or Sid from White Plains? I just made both of those up.
No, Sid from White Plains is someone.
I know, but I don't think that was him. I think that was the guy I always think is Sid from White Plains, but isn't ever Sid from White Plains. Ugh. Clown with the monkey, you're on the list. Why'd you hang up? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's station manager Ken.
Yes. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Can we hear your bear story?
Yes, you can.
Even though it's not really about a bear attacking you.
I have a lake house up near Pennsylvania in bear country, and there was a bear that used to come around my house every night. And one night, I walked right next to it outside, and it scared the hell out of me. So I decided to set up a trap that would compel bear to never stop by my house again.
Mm-hmm.
That was the idea. I knew I couldn't kill it, so I would torment it. So I got a 5-gallon bucket, and I filled it up with water, and I mixed a whole bottle of ammonia in with the water because they're supposed to hate ammonia. And then inside that, I floated a smaller bucket that was filled with rocks.
Uh-huh.
And then I tied a rope to all that. That was up, and all that 5 gallons of ammonia water and rocks was on my roof.
This is because, I interrupt? Feet. This is because station manager Ken apparently lives in a cartoon. Go ahead, Ken.
So I tied a rope to that, and I attached the other end to my garbage can, which is where the bear was going every night.
Makes total sense. Mm-hmm.
And inside the garbage can, I duct taped a whole bunch of hot dogs to the inside of the garbage can.
Raw hot dogs,
yep.
Yes.
And 6 hours later, at like 2 o'clock in the morning, the bear went for the hot dogs and set the whole thing off. And there was an enormous racket in the middle of the night. And I got up and looked at him with my flashlight. And he was sitting there covered with ammonia water, surrounded by rocks, and just happily munching on his hot dogs.
So essentially all you did was lure him in and get him a little wet.
Yeah, I didn't do anything to him.
Yeah.
I gave him
some fed him some dinner. Yeah. Okay.
I gave him free hot dogs, but that bear was caught by 2 houses down the same night by the government men.
By the professionals.
Yeah.
So you're an amateur.
Yep, I am an amateur.
Time well spent, though.
But the positive side of the story is that your trap worked in the sense that mechanically everything worked, right?
Yes, it did do what it was supposed
to do. Which is pretty awesome. Yeah.
In fact, it did exactly what it was supposed to do, and then, of course, none of it mattered at all.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, Ken, you're an honorary winner tonight.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a conspiracy for you.
No, we don't do conspiracies on this show.
Then I have a story. Mm-hmm. What if Michelle is actually the Squirrel Man? I mean, think about it. You've never seen her and the Squirrel Man in the same room, have you?
Actually, I have. And they're married. Yeah, loser. Jerk. He's not even... Like, wow. I mean, I guess he listens every week, so there's that. I don't even know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's up?
Okay. This weirdest trip ever. I was fishing out on the Atlantic Ocean. We were about... 8 miles out.
Uh-huh.
One of my friends started reeling in a swordfish. But it wasn't just any old swordfish. It was a shark.
What? It was a shark? What? Jesus. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey guys, it's Robin.
Hi, Robin.
I have a pretty psychologically scarring, less physically attacking type animal story.
Those are probably better. Go ahead.
When I was little, when I was like 9 years old, everyone in the neighborhood wanted turtles for some reason. So, like everyone else, I bought like a tiny little turtle that was like the size of... I don't even know what size that
those
would
are
be.
So
chicken
cute.
Nugget.
They're so, and, a chicken nugget.
What?
I love those.
Those
I had 2 of those.
Are cute.
So cute. I'm going to get one.
Yeah. Well, hang on before you do that.
Okay. Let's hear your story first.
So anyway, most of the kids in the neighborhood, like, their turtles drowned in terrible ways. And I took care of mine, like, fairly well. So he ended up lasting for, like, 12 years. But one time when he was, like, pretty young, he had all this weird stuff on his tank. Like, they're just gross, you know? They're living in their own poop and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
So we found a vet who took turtles, And my dad and I went and took him into the vet. And so she was, like, all excited because she doesn't get to deal with turtles very often. At the time, he's, like, the size of my hand. So she's like, oh, look at this turtle. Like, you take such great care of this turtle. Like, what a lovely little turtle. And I'm like, I don't know, 11 years old or so. And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy that, you know, I'm getting all this praise. And she's telling me, oh, look at this. This is a female turtle. This is definitely a female turtle. So I'm like, you know, come on, figure out what's wrong with it and stop, I don't know, doing whatever that she was doing with the turtle. So
stop shoving that in the turtle. Okay, keep going.
So she's like, all right, well, we have to take a stool sample. So she's rooting around inside the turtle. All this is somehow happening at eye level for me. Rooting away, and she's like,
"No,
I think you can."
I'm sorry, God. Sorry.
Okay, keep going.
I'm sorry. So she's like, "Oh, I think I see a penis," and all of a sudden, like, splat! Out comes this thing.
Okay, don't right elaborate on that. Do not elaborate on that thing. That's enough. I think we get it.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, it was really traumatic at like age of 11 to see this.
That private, sounds awful.
Well, wait, so I guess it's safe to say that the turtle was not a girl.
Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely okay. Not a great bet. So, yeah, I don't know. That ended up, like, yeah, I don't know. About as hard as a turtle can attack you, I think, so.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun.
All right. This is Robin, right?
Yeah.
You're on the list, Robin. Listen at the end of the hour.
All right.
Okay, guys, have a good one.
Have a good one.
So uncomfortable.
That was a good story. I don't know how I'm ever going to decide.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the list.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, maybe about a year and a half ago, I'm walking through Pallet Town, and Gyarados jumps out at me. And he started attacking, and
who?
Then I died.
Oh, great story. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, what do you want?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frangry and Michelle.
Hi.
It's Adam.
What's up, Adam?
So, I got another story about turtle.
All right.
So, when I was about 8 years old, I was playing with my neighbor, Paul. And we had, we lived close to a little wooded area. And so, we're out there, you know, playing around, and we found a box turtle. And so, you know, me being the curious 8-year-old that I was, you know, I'm picking the thing up, holding it close to my face, and it starts opening its mouth. And, you know, a normal child should, you know, probably hold this thing a little farther away. But, I'm looking at him like, oh, this is so cool. So I hand it to Paul, and I say, hey, take a look at this turtle. You know, hold it up to your face and see what happens. And the thing goes and it latches onto his nose.
Yeah, and, that's like death grip.
Yeah, death grip. It does not let go. So he starts freaking out, and I freak out too. So I start running back to my house, and so I encounter my family there. And so my dad, his response is to call 911. He has no idea what's going on.
Call 911?
Well, so I'm freaking out. So he calls 911, and his only thing that he could say is, oh, my God, boy was bitten by a turtle. Hurry
up. Oh, my God.
And so my brother Dave, he runs down to a toolbox, and he's like, oh, I'm going to get a screwdriver. I'm going to pry it off. Terrible, terrible idea. My mom, for some reason, had the sense to grab a pack of matches.
Uh-huh.
So we run. We find matches. Paul. The turtle's still stuck to his nose. You know, he's still freaking out. My mom lights a match.
To scare him.
Holds it underneath the tail of the turtle. And, you know, the thing, after a few seconds, just kind of startles it, you know, opens its mouth and closes up into his shell.
Oh, is that like a thing that heat scares a turtle?
I guess so. I'm not really sure, but...
You see, women...
Yeah.
Of course the woman fixed the problem.
Yeah,
your dad wants to call 911.
Yeah, 911 didn't really work. And,
yeah, no.
And Paul ended up having a mark on his nose for the next week or so.
Oh, Paul.
So.
That's pretty good. I like that. All right, thanks for calling. That was cute.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Call 911.
The woman comes with the brains.
That's right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, quick question. Do you like dragons?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
How's everything?
Okay.
Good. Real quick, I was about 10 years old in the garage with my dad. All of a sudden, he sees a praying mantis. So he picks it up, and the thing's crawling up his arm. And he hands it over to me. He says, here, it won't bother you. So I'm holding it, and he's crawling up my arm. And all of a sudden, he bites me. and he's actually stuck on my arm. So I tossed my arm down, and he went down on the ground. And I was ready to step on him, but I looked at him, and it looked like he was praying for his life, seriously. As I, you know, was ready to step on him. So I let him live.
Well, good for you, my friend. I'm proud
yes,
of you.
It was good. You know, I was 10 years old.
No, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
No problem. You guys have a good one.
You have a good one.
Thanks.
Let's go through the list.
Okay.
We have Colin P., who actually got bit by a bear, but I don't know if I believe it. We have Bop, whose friend shot the bear mom with his thing still out. We have Lauren the scientist, who got peed on by a lion.
I like that one.
We've got Ryan, who was putting his face over a fish tank and got bit on the nose. Let's cross that off. We've got Robin, who got the turtle in her face.
Mm. What about the clown, the guy with the clown?
I crossed it out.
Oh.
Because it wasn't really an animal attack story.
He was attacked by love.
Wow. That love can be an animal in itself.
You're right. I like that we have two ladies in the running.
That's true.
Is that a first?
That might be a first. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is when animals attack. Give us a call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey. So,
That was a squirrel guy.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, do you believe in your...
Hi, you're on the radio. I'm just hanging up on
There's
everybody.
There's like a gang of them.
There's two.
So lame.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi there. Are you still talking about animals that attack?
We're trying to, yes. Do you have a story for us?
Yeah, so
awesome.
I was away from home for like a month on tour, and I came home and like at 5 in the morning, didn't get a chance to properly greet my cat, who was in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day... And like when I got up, I observed him, and he was observing me and kind of growling really like deeply. And then all of a sudden he just like came out and lashed at me, and I screamed and ran down the hallway, you know, to hide in the bathroom. And then he was trying to like get into the bathroom, and finally my sister had to pull him off me. And then that night, you know, I was in bed about to fall asleep, and he was there just watching me, and then he like attacked me, and I was screaming from under the covers, and my sister had to run up with she had a tennis ball to try and distract him to like get off me. But I think basically what happened was he had forgotten who I was, because I always go away so much.
Uh-huh.
So there were 3 days where I lived in fear, and
That sounds so scary.
How did I get back? Oh, yeah, I had to have a spray bottle. Like,
oh, the water? Side. Yeah.
Yeah, to really get him. I think eventually he clued in that I was his, you know, his adoptive mother. But it was a pretty scary 3 days.
That's crazy.
That sounds scary. I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, I actually tried to get rid of him after, but...
Really?
Yeah,
nobody wanted him.
I go away all the time. Like I'll be away for like 6 months at a time, and it's just not fair,
right,
to him. To, you know, to not really have like,
yeah,
someone around. So, right. But now I don't work away so much, so it's all fine now.
That's good.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frank Gray. Hey, Michelle. How are you guys tonight?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I got an animals attack story. But also, I just want to say one thing. I haven't been able to call in the past 3 weeks because of the squirrel guy just locking up all the lines.
Yeah, we know.
He's so annoying.
Sucks.
Oh, my God, what a pain. But
I mean, I'm assuming he'll get bored eventually.
So, I had a cat at home. We lost her a couple months ago. But I had her all my entire childhood growing up and whatnot. And she was an indoor-outdoor cat that would basically kill everything that lived outside. But one night, I'm sleeping on the sofa next to the fireplace, and my cat would often just walk into the fireplace after a fire had been in there. I don't know, something. She likes to roll around in ashes. But,
that's really cute.
Yeah, I don't know. She was a weird cat. But
all cats are weird.
One night, and I'm a deep sleeper, I wake up to an uproar just right in front of me. Apparently, my cat had gotten her tail stuck in the ash catcher of the fireplace. And my mom and my sister were in the room. And my sister is a larger girl with a very loud, booming voice.
Mm-hmm.
Who's screaming bloody murder that the cat's dying. Call 911. Call 911. The cat's dying. And my mom has, first off, my cat's cornered in the chimney. She goes in to try to get her tail out of the ash catcher. My cat goes nuts, starts clawing up my mom's arms. This woke me up to this. I was sleeping on the sofa about a foot away. Instantly, she starts attacking my mom. My sister starts screaming even more, going nuts, saying the cat's dying. My mom starts screaming the second the cat attacks her. I wake up. It freaks me out. I'm like, all right, I can't handle this. Stop, 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 stop. I go out. I walk in. I throw a towel over my cat so she can't do anything. Open up the ash catcher, and she runs away.
This is the best story you've ever told.
I know. I told a good story.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you. Applause. Applause.
Thank you. I tried.
It's about time.
And
you're learning.
I want to tell something to Michelle about food bedding.
Yes.
Here you go.
Don't eat almond M&Ms in bed.
Why?
Because I had a lot to drink one night, and I was craving some food bed. I had chocolate almonds in bed, and one must have missed my mouth, and I woke up
and thought
I pooped the bed.
Oh, he thought he number two'd the bed. Oh, that's rough.
Good tip.
almond M&Ms are delicious to eat in bed.
All right, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
No problem. I'll talk to you girls next week. Have a good
Hi, you're on the radio.
You guys still taking stories?
Yeah, but you have a limited amount of time.
I have a snake attack, and I have I got assaulted by a dog. Which would you rather hear?
Whatever is the better story.
Well, the funnier one is at a friend's house. We were drinking. He has a big Newfoundland, like a 200-pound dog. He has this tiny little living room, and we had a tennis ball that we were tossing back and forth, kind of like hot potato.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had taken too much time, the dog would jump on you and knock you around and stuff. And I ended up walking into the room not knowing, and I got...
All right. Hello. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I was skiing last weekend after that blizzard. Mm-hmm. And there's a pretty nice slope, and I'm skiing down, and a Yeti comes out of the woods. It just eats my friend's head off. And, like,
Jesus.
It shows it to everybody.
You know,
like,
what? Can I tell you something? We don't believe you.
What?
We don't believe you. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I'm hanging out at my friend SpongeBob's house when I forget to draw a sea bear circle and...
Hi, you're on the radio. Yo, I'm just hanging up on everybody.
This is crazy.
You're
talk.
On the radio.
We don't believe.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is when animals attack.
We have time for a couple more.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I have a couple of...
All right, make it quick.
Yeah, I have a couple of minor animal attacks that were at the hands of my parents.
All right, make them quick. You have like a
All
minute.
Right, Jesus.
Sorry, we're running out of time.
they would forget it.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
Tommy Shea.
Hi, Tommy O'Shea.
How you guys doing, all right?
Yeah, it's about time you called.
You only have like a minute, though.
Make it quick. You're going to be the last call.
Real quick. It's like something that happened with my father. During World War II, he was in the Merchant Marines before he became someone in the Army. And what they were doing is that they were bringing bananas from South America up to North America. So what they did is, they picked up bananas, and what happens, like, real quick, it's like one of the holes where they hold the bananas in, one of the guys fell into it, and it was, like, only, like, maybe 10 feet. So the guy fell in and they're all laughing at him, and it's like they thought it was very funny. And all of a sudden, tarantulas came out of the bananas and climbed up.
Oh, my God.
And, well, I guess you guys figure out at this point, he didn't make it. Can you imagine how freaky that must have been, that guy being bitten up by, like, those things?
That's scary.
So, just to make it light, and it was funny, good night to them.
Thanks for calling, Tommy O'Shea.
Girls, love you. Take care of yourselves.
You too.
Have a good one.
Later.
Who won?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have a story about an animal.
We just want to hear the story. Okay. You literally have like a minute.
Okay. We just got a new popcorn machine at work, like this guy brought in, so we made a bunch of popcorn. So we didn't really eat it all. We had a bunch of stale popcorn, so we threw it out in the parking lot. I came into work one morning real early, and I go out to the back, and by the popcorn in the middle of the parking lot is this bear eating the popcorn.
That's amazing.
Like, I'm just kind of staring at him like, oh, is this...
How much time do we have?
We don't have any time.
How am I going to decide?
It's between the lion and the...
The lion, the girl who got peed on by the lion, which mm-hmm. we're not allowed to say on the air, or the turtle who let it out in front of the lady's face.
I like the lion.
I do too.
Okay.
All right, Lauren the Scientist, you're the winner. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 FM in Rockland County, and always online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Go Niners! We here at the Colin, K-A-L-X, Colin Rap Show, have it going on, and we do have a rapper here on line one. His name is Manuel, coming from the Basement Productions. Are you out there? You've been holding.
Manuel, how you doing?
Hey, you've been holding for a long time. You, you're the brother to another man who has called in the past, Samuel Martinez, right?
Uh-huh.
Some Latinos coming out of where?
Oakland.
East Oakland. And you want to spit a rhyme? Is this beat cool or,
Yeah, that beat'll work.
Okay.
Hit it.
Okay, here we go.
listening and pay attention enough to mention destruction or corruption, but imperfection. The direction is flowing to a rhythm that's slaying, swaying in the middle, never falling off a laying, straying to a point with knowledge kicking lyric. Here it come, near it, take in the spirit, take in the flavor, take heed to the poem. I got my own, I'm prone, I leave the others alone. I don't need that style, I got mine fine. I'm living in Oakland, but with a strong mind. Too many young men sticking up and robbing, selling crack, dying out, fighting and mobbing. That's why I stay neutral with the style I've chosen. Material objects, money green glowing. Dark is taking, no light making. Too much mistakes and killing off of faking, flaking. Backtrack, stabbing in the back. Too much of us got it like that. What you need is what I got. It's time I release. Pay attention when I mention my style. Got peace.
Yeah, 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 that was cool. Yeah, so on line two, we got Mike coming out of ESO, also another Oakland performer. Are we out there? Are Hello? We in the house? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Yeah,
so you want to rhyme on the line, right?
Yeah.
What's happening in Oakland?
Chilling, man.
Chilling?
Yeah.
Like Bob Dylan?
Oh, you know it.
Yes. All right, hit it.
Okay, go a little something like this. Suckers try to beat me. It's impossible. Ever trying, they should get kicked in the nostrils. Yeah. Hey, my ride is fresh, dude. You know, I'm Mike, man. And hey, I get down. And the second verse goes like this, man. Suckers everywhere try to get me.
Once
yeah. in a while, a few will slip through.
And he claimed what nationality or what where he came from, right?
Yeah, a planet called Idiocy.
Right, in his brain.
We pity you, poor suckers.
Pity the poor fool.
Calix, hello.
What is this?
This is
Bob's Big Boy.
No.
Yeah, what was your order, sir? Did you want paper?